Supplemental reading.
Surfing in your mother tongue. When trying to decide whether the internet is being used to spread U.S. cultural imperialism, we need to look at which languages are being utilized on the internet. According to statistics, in the late 1990s, 90% of worldwide internet traffic was in English. In addition, it was argued that the internet was based in the U.S. and that websites, software used to navigate the web, and search engines, for the most part, all utilized English. Because of this apparent threat, several nations, including China, France, Canada, and Singapore, began to write legislation to create quotas to control the content and number of internet services. However, since the 1990s, there has been a proliferation of languages other than English used on the internet. According to Global Reach, an internet marketing company, the percentage of people online who use a particular language are as follows: English users 35.6%, users of European languages other than English 34.9%, and users of Asian languages 29.4%. Accordingly, the number of search engines, websites, and software written in other languages has also proliferated. This would seem to refute the idea that the U.S. and English dominate the internet scene. However, it might be too soon to understand the real impact of the internet. African languages, for example, are rarely mentioned in the statistics, and the question of how accessible computers really are to the majority of the world's population may need to be asked before we reach any conclusions.